This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new album from Bobby Lee Springfield. His music is influenced by both country and rock. Here's an excerpt of the title track, All Fired Up.
Just got paid and I waxed my car. Gonna take my baby to your favorite country bar. Cause I'm all fired up. Well, I'm all fired up and I'm ready to go. I got the honky-tonk down in my soul and I'm all fired up. Well, I'm all fired up.
Bobby Lee Springfield is certainly the most eccentric performer to land a contract with a major record label in some time. Springfield, a 34-year-old Southerner, has just released All Fired Up. It's a record that's being marketed as a country album, but which actually connects to a long line of rockabilly music extending all the way back to the 50s. In interviews, Springfield names Ella Fitzgerald and Johnny Ray as among his influences, and his first single is called Hank Drank, a rude homage to Hank Williams. But Springfield's true role models are other people with Lee for a middle name, like Jerry Lee Lewis or Billy Lee Riley, who made Flying Saucer Rock and Roll 30 years ago. Here's an example of the way Bobby Lee Springfield infuses country music with a rock and roll passion that recalls the Everly Brothers. This is Teenage Darling.
One, two, three, teenage darling, teenage darling. Your mama says that you're too young. Oh, that you don't know how much I need you. No matter what, I win your love. Teenage darling. Well, there your daddy stands with a shotgun in his hand. Your mama done called the law. But there ain't no magic gun, honey, gonna make me run. And there ain't no way they'll ever drive me off. Darling, your mama says that you're too young. Well, but she don't know how much I need you. No matter what, I win your love. Teenage darling, I got a job in Birmingham. We'll get matching wedding bands when you graduate this year.
Bobby Lee Springfield from his new album, All Fired Up. Springfield has said that Epic Records signed him because, quote, we don't want some boring, mundane, humble-acting guy with a beer gut, gold chains, and a cowboy hat. This is probably Springfield's fantasy conversation. Epic Records' country division is populated by singers who fit just that description. But it gives you a good idea of the way Springfield breaks down country and rock stereotypes. His wild man image has the self-consciousness of a man in his mid-30s who senses that this is the last chance he'll ever have to make some money acting like a teenager, and that's okay. The smell of desperation makes All Fired Up a better, more intense record. Here's one of the best songs on the album, a wonderful combination of old and new country and rock styles, a song called Chain Gang.
Chain Gang. Chain gang, oh, turn me loose.
No one since Sam Cooke has made a chain gang sound as inviting as Bobby Lee Springfield does on that song. There's a very good chance that Springfield's stripped-down country style will coincide with the current fashion for what's called hardcore country, and he'll get himself a hit. But even if he doesn't, he's established himself as a valuable antidote to everything that's predictable about the pop music business right now.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Bobby Lee Springfield's new album, All Fired Up.